The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The next step. Next step means to become cultured. First of all, prayaschitta. You have done this wrong, you should be punished. But this punishment will not rectify him. That is tactical. There are so many roots and dangers, punishment. In our common cases, every day, the police is giving a ticket to the motor driver, it's still the same thing. So, to keep oneself in darkness and makes rules and regulations will not help. Just like your government has admitted that they have spent millions of dollars, they could not stop the intoxication habit of LSD. That's a fact. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, one who joins, he gives away. That's a fact. What is the difference? The difference is that to stop one kind of karma by karma will not help. Therefore it says, karmana karma niraha. One kind of activity is criminality, and one kind of activity just to punish it. This will not stop criminality. This is the real thing. He must be in knowledge, cultivation of knowledge. He must come to the senses that I am suffering every time I commit some criminality, I am punished. This is not very palatable. So why I cannot stop? This is the beginning of human life. Unless you come to this knowledge, athāta brahma jigyāsa, this is called brahma jigyāsa. So that is possible in the human form of life. A dog cannot. A dog comes within your room and you drive him away, you punish him, and he still with some plea he will come. So therefore Parikṣita Sukadeva Goswami suggests that we have to make him free from the avidya, ignorance. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is under the spell of Maya, bhutya paliyate. It is going on. But we do not inquire that why I am repeatedly accepting the cycle of birth and death. That is avidya. They are rather supporting. Suppose if I become dog, what is wrong? So this means avidya, ignorance. So for eradicating ignorance from life, it requires culture, cultivation. That is suggested in the next verse. Nāsnata pattham ivānyam vādhaya abhibhāvantihi evaṁ niyamakrit rājan sanai chīmāya kalpate. That's like if you go to the physician and the physician is giving medicine and he is taking the medicine and cure, again he is affected with the disease, again going So, why it is happening? It is happening because he does not follow the rules and regulations given by the physician. That's what is happening. The physician, as soon as you go to a physician, you have to accept something, do not, and something do. That is called regulative principle. Without regulative principle, you cannot correct yourself. So that regulative principle also cannot stay if you are not a devotee. This is the gradual process. Simply, if I say follow the rules and regulations, it will not stay unless you become a devotee. That is the test of devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Because it is so powerful, devotional service, that as soon as you become a devotee, gradually, immediately, all the good qualities of your original position. Good qualities means you are part and parcel of God. So God is good, so we are also good. Otherwise, how can we be part and parcel of God? If God is gold, then I am gold. So, why I become iron? I am not iron, but I am covered with dirty things. I look like iron. This is the thing. Actually, I am not iron. I am gold, because I am part and parcel of God. If God is good, then I am good. Because I am covered by the material dirty things, I look like not good. So this is the test. As soon as you become God conscious, your original all good qualities will manifest. Automatically. Jashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati yusura rava bhaktasya kuto mahati guna Manorathena asato dhavato vahi. Then, one who has got unflinching faith, devotion to the Lord, the Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana, without any motive, then all the good qualities of God will manifest in him very soon. Kipram Bhavati Dhanmapa, Sat Shanti Nirachati. Kunti apadijani hi name bhaktakanasati. Obhite sudurācāro bhajati mām ananabhā sādhuriva samadhi. These things are there. The devotional service is so nice. If you simply take to devotional service, then all good qualities will come. You don't have to educate him to send some reformatory school or this or that. That will be explained. In devotional service, Krishna consciousness is so nice. If you simply take to Krishna consciousness, then all you are, because originally you are good, you have become bad on account of the material associations. Therefore, devotion means to be purified. This is a purificatory process from material contaminants. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparaktena nirmalam. If you think vimarsana, if you think little, sober, that I am thinking I am American or Indian. So am I American or Indian? This is upadhi, designation. By accident or some or other, I have got this body in America, therefore I am American. But next time, I may not take the American body. I may take another Chinese body or something else. So, one has to understand that I am neither American, neither Chinese, nor Indian, nor white, nor black. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. Part and parcel of God. That is knowledge. You have to come to that That is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasudati Nagant Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Ravati Pada. This Krishna consciousness movement is to purify the deadness. And so long we are in the darkness of this designation, that I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. That is ignorance. Suppose a thief, he is thinking, if I do not steal, I cannot exist. I die. So I cannot stop stealing, I must go. So this is ignorance. But if he thinks over that, the cats and dogs and the birds and beasts, they are very nicely eating. They are not stealing anyone's. And whatever he gets by the grace of God, he is happy. This is not. Vimarsam. Isharasamidam sadmam. Everything God's property. And we are all part and parcel, sons of God. So, the property is for us. It is not for others. Just like father's property is meant for the son's enjoyment. That's a fact. See, if other sons, without any labor, without any endeavor, they can get that food, why I am stealing? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Why I shall steal? There is enough food. But because I haven't got this knowledge that God is the proprietor, I am His part and parcel son, so if He has provided food for the elephant who eats at a time, 40 kilos, he can eat, and I eat only, say, half a pound, I cannot eat. This is my. Why shall I steal? I shall depend on. This is that. So this is Krishna consciousness. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am God's part and parcel of Krishna. There are so many, out of 8,400,000 forms of life, 8 million forms of life are less than the human being. Human being only 400,000. Out of that, civilized men very few. Out of that, Americans are very few, Indians are very few. So, if so many 8,300,000 forms of life they can get without stealing, why shall I steal? This is all. Prayaschitta vivansanam. As soon as he becomes in quite perfect knowledge, then whole problem solved. So, this is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. If we take seriously, then there is no problem. Otherwise, the problems will go on and the so-called rascal scientists will give us bluff that we are making solution of all problems. You see, it is never solved, it will never be solved in the future also, unless we take to Krishna consciousness. That is a path. If you like, and take it, otherwise, suppose. Thank you very much.